This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. In this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of Berachas Hamazon v'Achalta v'Savata uveirachta. Now, the Gemara Masechta Brachos has a shayla: are women mechuyavos in Berachas Hamazon? The Gemara Brachos Daf Chaf Amud Beis Amar Lei Ravina LeRava: Noshim beBerachas Hamazon da'iraisa or drabanan? Do we say it's da'iraisa, says Rashi, because it's a mitzvah sase she'in hazman grama, or do we say it's drabanan because since Berachas Hamazon is thanking Hashem al eretz hatoyva asher nasan lach, therefore, since women do not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, maybe they are pater from Berachas Hamazon? Ask Tosfos on Rashi, if the reason why women would be pater from Berachas Hamazon is because they don't have Yerusha Ba'aretz, so then the Gemara should have a shaila that Kohanim and Levim should also be pater from Berachas Hamazon because they also do not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos has a different approach in the sugya, and Tosfos learns that the shaila of the Gemara is maybe women are pater from Berachas Hamazon because since thanking Hashem for bris and Torah are critical parts in Berachas Hamazon, and women are not mechuyav in bris and Torah, therefore perhaps they should be pater in Berachas Hamazon. Mashenkin, Kohanim and Levim, obviously they are chayiv in bris and Torah, and therefore they certainly would be chayiv. But we're left with Tosfos' kasha on Rashi. If the Gemara feels that women should be pater from benching because they don't have a chelek ba'aretz, what about the Levim and the Kohanim? So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kavod Shiurim, he wants to answer Tosfos' kasha based on the Rashbam in Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf He Amar Aleph, who holds that La'asid Lavoi, Shevet Levi will in fact take a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, even today they are a chayiv in Berachas Hamazon. However, the Shita of the Rashbam is somewhat puzzling, because the Torah says, Elav, Perak Yurches, Pasuk Beis in Devarim, V'nachala lo yeloi bekerav echav, that Shevet Levi should not take a nachala among his brothers. So what? La'asud lavoi, Shevet Levi will take a nachala? What's going to happen with this Pasuk? La'asud lavoi, the Pasuk says explicitly, Shevet Levi will not have a chelek. Perhaps you could say, only bizman azeh, when Shevet Levi does not have a chelek ba'aretz, so then there's a lav, v'nachla lo yi'eloi bekerav echav. However, when they will have a chelek ba'aretz, then they will be zoichen or chelek midin. But this itself is somewhat troubling, because the reason why Shevet Levi does not have a chelek ba'aretz is medai raiso, so why will that change the asa lavai? So there's a compilation called Mechtavei Torah from the Imrei Emes, and he brings that he discussed this question, that the Imrei Emes discussed this question with Rabbi Chanan, and the Imrei Emes wanted to answer based on the Midrashim that say, La'asid Lavoi, the Beis HaMikdash will expand to be the size of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will occupy all of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael itself will widen more and more. So that, now you could say as follows: the lav of the Nachala lo yi'eloi bekerav echav is only on the Nachala that was given le'echav. But the chelek of Eretz Yisrael that will widen and spread, Shevet Levi will be able to have a chelek in, because that's not mikarav echav, that was never given to the brothers, to their brothers. So perhaps the expanded nachala that will be mispashet, says Imrei Emes, Shevet Levi will have a chelek in. So now we understand, since Lasa Lavai, Shevet Levi will have a chelek ba'aretz, so it's considered even today, similar to what Rabbi Chanan said, that they have a chelek, and therefore, in fact, even though Noshim perhaps are pater in Berachas Hamazon, Shevet Levi and the Kohanim would certainly be chayiv because of their future share in Eretz Yisrael, namely the part of Eretz Yisrael that will expand. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. May we be zoicha to soon see the expansion of Yaman Usmal Tifreitzi, the expansion of Eretz Yisrael, Harchivi Makoim Ahalech. Wishing everyone a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.